This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a very special guest, Laura Rector. Laura is the Vice President of Ambulatory Surgery Centers at Smith & Nephew. She's in charge of a new program at Smith & Nephew, how Smith & Nephew is building what they call the Positive Connections Program for ASCs and sort of riding the move of outpatient joints from hospitals to surgery centers. Laura, I'm going to ask you a couple questions today, a quick discussion. You've termed, Smith & Nephew has termed this program, Positive Connections. Tell us, what is Positive Connections, and why is Smith & Nephew investing so heavily in doubling down in surgery centers and digital health? What is the Positive Connections program?
Sure. Positive Connections is Smith & Nephew's comprehensive outpatient surgery initiative. It's our opportunity and our way to address the orthopedic market a little bit differently, to go beyond the implant and really explore what the needs of our primary customer, the surgeon, what is it that they need to care for that patient in a more comprehensive way and a more connected way. It features, you know, not only our world-class products, but it develops programs around the needs that surgeons have to migrate from the hospital to the outpatient center. It connects partnerships in this orthopedic space that aren't necessarily things that Smith & Nephew can bring, but brings them together in a more connected way to surgeons as resources that are well thought out and easy to access. And then we've developed a whole team around delivering the Positive Connections products, if you will, and the messages and the opportunities to expand their business, to run their businesses more efficiently through a dedicated team of individuals that can bring that to them and cater whatever it is we've built and developed to their exact specific needs.
Thank you. Smith & Nephew has always been sort of both a great device company, but more a trusted advisor to orthopedic surgeons. When you look at this and you're working with surgery center owners, surgeons, surgery center administrators, talk a little bit about some of the key areas of concern that you see with this audience, with surgeons, surgery center owners, administrators. What are the key concerns that you see out there as you have these constant discussions with surgery centers and surgeons? What are some of the key areas of concern?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of research around that. We didn't want to come to any conclusions without really digging in and asking a lot of questions. And what we're finding is that customer expectations have moved far beyond the implant in the surgical episode. You know, implant companies, orthopedic companies, they've done a good job of providing quality products at a reasonable price, building some level of services around it, financing. But honestly, those are table stakes, right? If you don't provide those as an orthopedic company, you're not serving your customer. But the bar is being moved. And what we're finding is that customers have needs around how to create efficiencies. They need help migrating their patients from the hospital to the ASC because the needs are different and they're not supported as fully at the ASC at this point. And they want an intuitive partner that understands this, that can help them with their business needs and hold their hand along this journey and provide some real quality tools and resources because they're busy operating on the patient. They need to be able to count on a business partner to provide these resources. So that's what we've done, is kind of take all of that, synthesize it into programs, into partnerships, connected partnerships, and backed by our products, and then delivered by a dedicated team. So it's pretty exciting. There's things more specifically you asked, like around patient selection, which is a really big deal. What are the appropriate patients to go from the hospital to the ASC? And we have an algorithm that is supported in our digital platform that helps with that. They also need help with logistical support and just reducing the number of trays in the OR. And that comes back to products and product innovations that allow us to go from, say, 11 trays to 2 trays, which is pretty amazing for the limited space that they have in the ASC. And then just how to manage their patients along a connected, automated way, how to communicate with them better, and how to upgrade the patient experience so that ultimately it's all about getting better outcomes. So that's according to our research what they want, and that's what we're delivering.
Well, magnificent. I mean, Smith & Nephew has been a best-in-class device company. It is a best-in-class device company, and working to make sure, and always been a best-in-class customer service company as well, quite frankly, and trying to stay that much more connected and meeting the needs of your surgeons, your owners, your ASCs, and so forth. Laura, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled to see what Smith & Nephew is doing, a remarkable company, and you, a terrific leader. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, appreciate the opportunity, Scott. Thank you.